questions.
How do you assess your progress in learning and actually being on the field for the first time these last 3 days with the new coach?
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun just to be out there with the new guys, with the staff, the coaches, and the new players, just getting this new offense down and really progressing each day, just like you said, just getting better. There's going to be mistakes out there on the field, but we just want to play fast, next play mentality, and just continue to learn the offense and groove it and get to know these guys, build chemistry, and just trying to continue to pick up this playbook as quick as possible.
What are some of the things, Mitch, so far, you haven't done the whole thing, the things that you like about what this offense requires you to do?
Yeah, we're really just going through the basics, but I've talked to Nagy, and there's just so many layers to this offense and what we can do, plays off plays, and just the intricacies of each play and how we have so many options within each play, and just the decisions I have at the line of scrimmage and post-snap and pre-snap are just going to give us a lot of options. And then we just got to continue to use our personnel and the talent we got on offense to spread the ball around and be an explosive offense. So it just comes down to execution, learning this new playbook, and believing in the system, and everybody has so far. So it's been exciting.
Work through the early stages of learning this offense. Do you feel like you understand the why of a lot of these plays, like why you're running this play already?
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely why I love this offense and the coaches and how they're and how they're handling this process. We really start from ground bottom, and we start each play with why. This is what it's good against, and if we don't get this type of defense, then this is our options to go off that. So this is what we want, and if we don't get this, this is how we adjust from there. So they do a great job teaching it, and it's not only me. All the other positions know the whys of the offense. So so everybody will be on the same page. We'll all have answers, and then we'll just be able to click as an offense because everybody knows our jobs and what we're looking for.
What do you see in Coach Nagy? What's your impression of him?
Yeah, Coach Nagy's awesome. Just every day you can feel the excitement and the energy he brings, and you could hear the passion in his voice and how he talks about things. I just really I get a really genuine feel when I'm around him. You can just he's very authentic, he's real, he's going to keep it real all the time, and he's awesome to be around. So he's been that way from day one, and it's going to stay that way, and he's just rallying the troops, and we're all buying into his plan. We're all very excited to play for him, and we had a great 3 days, so we just got to keep it rolling from there. But he's put a great staff together, and just continued excited to learn from him and everyone else as we move forward. Yeah, just being around the guys as much as possible, and then studying the playbook on my own. Got it a couple of weeks ago, and just trying to be as prepared as possible. Obviously, it's best to learn when the coaches are teaching it to you, but just being at my house, studying it by myself, and just try to get prepared as much as you really can on your own going into this. But I think you get the most, you learn the most from the experience on the field, and then learning from film. So instead of watching Kansas City or other teams in the past, where we get to watch our own reps and learn from those mistakes and just get better that way.
What do you think about the offseason signings, offense, Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, Trey Burke?
I'm very excited about those guys and the talent they bring and just the type of people they are to help this organization. So they're awesome guys, and they're very talented, and I think we're bringing the right people in to just help us on offense and defense as well. So our defense had a very, very good last 3 days of camp, and they're pushing us on offense, and those three guys I think are going to help us a lot on offense along with everyone else. So a couple more pieces, and if we just keep buying into this plan and keep studying this offense, I think this new offense and what we got here is going to utilize everyone's talents very well.
Somebody like Chase Daniel.
You guys have both kind of had the same amount of time to work yourselves into this offense. What have you seen from his growth and progression, especially mentally?
Yeah, Tariq is very smart. He picks up things very quickly. Really, I would say a lot of the guys on offense have done that as well. So everyone's picking up quickly, and we're just making adjustments on the fly to the field. So Tariq is very explosive and a very good route runner of the backfield. And obviously we're going to get him the ball in his hands, him and Jordan and the rest of the backs. I think they're going to fit great into this offense. So he's picked it up quickly. He's good running routes out of the backfield. And we're just going to utilize his hands and get him the ball and everyone else and every which way we can, just to keep the defense on their heels and make explosive plays. So he's done a great job these last 3 days.
What can somebody like Chase Daniel do to help you learn the offense?
Yeah, Chase has been awesome. Him and Tyler Bray being here have helped me a lot already, and just getting to know those guys and what they know about the offense, because they've been with Nagy before, and they know the offense really well. So just getting their point of views. And, I mean, I feel like these last 3 days I've been coached more than I ever have because I have Coach Helfrich, Coach Ragone, who was here last year with me, Coach Nagy, and then I come off when it's not my reps, and I talk to Tyler, I talk to Chase. So just having a bunch of, like, brilliant offensive minds around me, I'm just getting a lot of information. I'm trying to be a sponge, and it's been a lot of fun working with those guys and just learning as much as I can these last 3 days.
Specifically with Mark Helfrich, what stands out to you about him?
Yeah, Coach Helfrich, he's, I mean, the staff that Nate put together, they're great people first off, and then they're very intelligent, and that goes right with Coach Helfrich. He's very intelligent. He's very detail-specific, so he helps me on the details of each play, footwork, where my eyes need to be, what I should be thinking pre-snap and post-snap, just to get those little edge that you need every play to make the defense wrong and make you right. So, he's been calling the plays in, and him and Nagy have been doing a great job just being in my ear, just being as detailed as possible over these 3 days, and I feel like I've progressed a lot over the last 3 days, and it's been awesome learning from him.
You have Ragone return as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. Me and Coach Ragone have a pretty good relationship, so just I think he knows me pretty much better than anyone in this building just because we spent so much time together in the classroom last year and going into this year. So just being able to work with him, he's a great teacher as well. So he had the interview with Nagy and the new staff coming in. I think they saw how great of a teacher he is and a special guy he is and what he can contribute to our quarterback room. So it's been awesome just continue to work with him and the rest of the staff and team that we're putting together.
Your coach said that you have immense focus. What does that mean?
Immense focus?
Immense focus. Yeah.
That's a good word, yeah. I guess it is exactly what it says. I have immense focus. I kind of know a lot more than what I did last year, but I definitely don't know everything. So just being where I am now, I'm trying to learn as much as possible, just staying focused on the task at hand, and I'm just very excited about what this team could potentially do and what we have just going forward. And you just don't want to waste these opportunities. So I just being immensely focused every day, just getting the most out of each day, the most out of each rep, each meeting, just be trying to be the best you could possibly can. I'd be doing myself and my teammates a disservice if I wasn't immensely focused every day. So, yeah, that's a sweet word. So that's what I'm trying to do. And it's a lot of fun, and I love it. So I couldn't be happier to do it every day with a bunch of guys that I care about in this locker room. And
you're just in the first year, or the first stage one, first step of this offense. As a quarterback, are you feeling your way through, or can you envision, see what this offense will be like at step five or six down the road, and it's just a matter of getting there?
Yeah, definitely. So we're trying to get the basics down first, but Nate's been talking to me, and he just says, like this is the All right, this is where we're about to get real deep. So this is how exciting this offense is. So, like, we're just doing the basics, but we're trying not to get too far ahead. But Nagy pulls me over the side. He's like, all right, like, we just have that throw, but we got, like, two or three more plays off of that, and that'll come going forward. But we try not to get ahead of ourselves, but it's cool to look into where we're going and knowing that there's plenty of plays ahead. There's a lot of exciting stuff that's going to go within this offense that we haven't gotten to yet. And so he kind of gives me previews and flashes of where we're going to be, just like some routes or concepts or play actions or anything like that. But yeah, we're just trying to master the basics first, and then there's just complexities on complexities and plays off plays and just building from there.
But tough not to get too far ahead of yourself because
yeah, definitely. But it's exciting, so I think that's why he gives me glimpses and previews, and we have those side conversations and just knowing what we're going to be in the future. But first things first, you got to master the basics and then build off and go from there. But it's just exciting to talk about and know that's where we could be down the line.
Prime time for week one in Green Bay. What would that opportunity be like? How exciting would that be?
We'll see. That would be. We've got a couple more hours, so I guess we'll find out.
Mitch, Matt alluded yesterday to your experience at North Carolina in the shotgun and how maybe some of that will overlap. Do you have a sense from what your collegiate experience particularly will do for you in Matt's scheme?
Yeah, definitely. I think I just feel it feels natural to be more in this kind of offense. You got the RPO game, the play action, the quick drop back, getting the ball out quick, stuff that I've done in my past from high school to North Carolina. And then you got, like, the West Coast pro-style concepts mixed it, grooved in with that. So it's – I feel like this offense is going to utilize my talents and do and use what comes natural to me, per se. But like anything else, you got to learn it and just do your job within the offense. But I definitely feel like it's going to utilize my talents and utilize the other guys we have on the offense with us. But, yeah, it's just what comes natural. And I think being at North Carolina, run that similar types of offense is definitely going to help. Not that much. I mean, I've heard, like, I mean, you see a bunch of things about who we could get and stuff, but I really don't know as much about the players as much as I could, I guess.
So much of the free agent signings have been on the offensive side.
Right. I've been more looking at free agents than the kids in the draft.
Just said you think it's time for the investigative draft.
They're probably wanting one, right? Our defense is awesome, and I don't know what we want. I'm not the GM, but I think you just take the best player available and just get some talent. And, I mean, we all believe in the front office, what Ryan Pace and what Coach Nagy is doing. So they're going to do what's right for this team. I have no doubt about that. So I think we're going to get some more great players in the draft, and I'm excited about who we got and about who we're going to get and where we're headed. So
beyond the new playbook and everything, how does this feel different for you personally being in walking in?
Yeah, it feels a lot different. I think I just kind of know what to expect, what I need to do on a day-to-day basis, and it's just a lot of fun to go out there and do it with these guys. Just having the experience from last year and learning so much, you kind of know what to expect. You could just go out there, be yourself, and really lead this team in the way I know how, and I just feel like I have more leadership, more accountability. And it's just more fun in that way. The experience from last year is there's no substitute for it. So, I mean, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Everything happens for a reason. We're in this position today because of things that happened in the past. And you just go one day at a time and hope for the best, continue to work hard, and just realize it's a privilege to be a Chicago Bear.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Mitch.